All right, let's go back to Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., and bring in Henry Schulman, the beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, and, of course, an insider on KMBR. Henry, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. And as I tweeted to you or texted to you this morning, I listened to CSN Bay Area last night with Bochy talking about Jeff Samardzija. And then, of course, I read your column today, your game story. And was he okay last night? Did he make improvements or seven innings, five runs? Just another step along the way for him.
Well, I didn't really see much improvement. I think he did get unlucky a couple of times. I mean, obviously, Trey Turner hits just a ball off the end of the bat, and Hunter Pence runs up there and, you know, tries to make a diving catch, and it goes off his glove, and that ends up as a run. And, you know, they shifted Bryce Harper to the right. He ends up hitting, you know, what a textbook double play ball to the left, and they get no outs out of it. So he was a little unlucky there, but you know, he's just still leaving too many balls over the middle of the plate. And, you know, a couple of solo homers won't kill you in a ball game. Max Scherzer has given up more homers than Jeff Samardzija has. But, I mean, if you take care of the rest of your business, it's not going to be that big a deal. Solo homers aren't the worst thing in the world. His stuff has just been – I mean, his stuff is always electric. It's always good. Sometimes he has a curveball. Sometimes he has his changeup. But it's too many times where he's just throwing the ball over the middle of the plate. And as Trevor Brown says, when he does that, they're just not missing it.
Boy, they're not. And a couple more home runs given up by Samardzija last night. Henry, the other thing you've mentioned during this stretch here, the number three spot in the order, just about the worst in baseball. What can Bochy do about that? Is there anyone who can just go into that three spot and stay there?
Well, I mean, If nobody's producing there, I think he has to match up the best way he can. Now, he put Nunez in the three spot yesterday, but the reason he did that was that Belt wasn't playing, and Panic wasn't playing, and he wanted to balance the lineup out, have Hunter Pence, potential run producer, down in the lineup more, so somebody had to bat third. And, you know, Brandon Belt did a pretty good job from the third spot for a good part of the year, and then he sort of collapsed on the last trip, and they moved him out of there. Bochy moved him out of there, you know, just to ease his load a little bit. I mean, the thing they could do is put Posey there. I mean, go with a lineup of Span, Pence, Posey, if you want. But he's just reluctant to do that. He wants Posey in that cleanup spot with a chance to drive in more runs. It's sort of an older way of thinking, but that's the way he is thinking.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, and I know you get so many tweets, and you know, everyone wants to give advice during the games, and of course I get them as well. And I know I heard you on the air talking about little ball and Bochy's reluctance to try to get a run here, a run there. You think there'll be any change in his attitude towards that? Like 5-14 does funny things to people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had written that he there'd only been two successful sacrifice bunts since like the 28th of June, and then there were three successful sacrifices in the next 2 days. Those were with pitchers, however. He hasn't done it with other position players. I mean, he's got guys are in motion. He's putting guys in motion. He's given guys a green light to steal. Span stole a couple of bases in the last series. Nunez is a little over-aggressive right now. I think just in all facets of the game, he's just trying to do too much, which is why Bochy called him into the office the other day in Philadelphia. But, you know, it's hard on the road, particularly on the road, you know, especially in ballparks against really good offensive teams or live ballparks like Philadelphia, to give up an out and play for one run. But if you've got a guy like Bumgarner or Cueto out there, who might just need one or two runs, you know, I think he's got to consider it.
No, I agree. I agree. Absolutely. All right. Henry Schulman with us from the Chronicle. Henry, 5-14. I know it jumps out at everybody, but they still have a 2-game lead. Is it, what's the attitude around the ball club? You know, you lose 14 out of 19. It is August. What's the attitude as you walk around the ball club?
Well, they're not looking at the standings. You know, we in the media and talk show hosts and the fans look at the standings more. They just know that they're walking into the clubhouse every night. They're not shaking hands on the field, and they're just glum. You know, and I'm sure that some of them recognize that the Dodgers have given them a great gift by starting to lose as well. But I mean, nobody in there is thinking, well, that's a good thing. We still have a two game. They just want to start winning again. They just want to try and find a way to start winning again, because ultimately, you can't play 250 ball in the last 2.5 months of the season and make the playoffs.
No, I agree. Hey, Romo, someone did a comparison of Romo. They said he's like Rod Beck. I heard that the other day. You know, he's coming in, and Rod Beck gives you everything you had. I think I was in Greg Pop on the postgame show. Flan was talking about it. And Romo throwing 76. How much longer can that happen with him getting key spots?
Well, I mean, he doesn't throw. I mean, when he's throwing his slider right, it doesn't matter. He could throw it up there 46, and guys are going to swing at it and miss. The issue isn't his velocity. The issue is that he came back from the disabled list, and he pitched a few good games, and then all of a sudden he started the slider started to flatten out a little bit, and they needed to figure out why it's flattened out. But you know, in terms of big appearances, I think you're seeing with Derek Law has jumped out as a guy who might be used more and more in those Romo appearances. I mean, I think we're looking at a possible future closer of the Giants right now. I mean, he's got the pitches. He's got the demeanor. Now he's got, I think, 13 or 14 straight consecutive outings without allowing a run. And, as the season goes on, Bochy does adjust roles and whatnot. Right now, Romo's role is to go in there against a right-handed hitter and get a strikeout, particularly when there's a guy on base. And he has not been doing it as well as he's done it his whole career. It doesn't matter what mile an hour he's throwing. I mean, he has enough with the, he has enough differential between his slider and his changeup and his fastball to make it work.
Yeah, they talked about Rod Beck, and who just went out there sort of on sheer guts and not great stuff. And I thought it resonated with me that Romo's looking
well,
like that.
Well, no, but Beck had. I don't agree with that. I mean, Beck had one of the best splitters in the game for a long time. I mean, he put a lot of guys on base. But, I mean, he didn't just go out there on sheer guts. And Romo hasn't gone out there on sheer guts either. Romo has one of the best swing and miss sliders in baseball, or had until he started struggling. You can't succeed in this game in a job like that just by, just because you have intestinal fortitude. You have to have ways to get guys out.
Well, all right. We'll leave it at that. We'll see how he does here and what he throws up to the plate. Henry, if there's a couple of guys on this offense that look like they're sort of ready to break out, who would that be? I mean, you watch every game. Of course, we watch them TV or listen on the radio or read your account of it. Anyone sort of, hitting the ball, the exit velocity 106, and it's just not falling in for him?
Well, first of all, I mean, Span is hitting the ball a lot better. He's having a lot better at bat. Now, he had a rough night last night against Gio. Gonzalez came up in a spot against the lefty reliever, too, with, a base hit scores, two runs, and it's a 5-3 game, so he didn't do the job. But he looks like a guy who's kind of ready to bust out. And Crawford, as well as Crawford is doing, he's one of the better hitters on the team right now. But he's hitting a lot of hard outs. I mean, his numbers could be phenomenal, but otherwise, no. I mean, Panic doesn't look like, Panic and Pence. The Giants have not gotten the bounce that they had hoped from Panic and Pence. They're just not hitting.
Okay.
And Panic will probably be back there in the lineup tonight against Strasburg. He got the night off against the lefty. And when Pence gets hot, I mean, he can carry this offense. But no, to answer your question, aside from maybe Span and Pagan. No, I don't see anybody who's ready to bust out.
All right. Very good. You're watching it. That's why I want to know that. All right. Yeah. Kane and Strasburg today. And, of course, you look at the numbers. But Kane last Sunday, 5 no-hit innings, and they have gotten to Strasburg in the past. How do you see this one today?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. The Giants have this sort of weird trait where they, they'll beat really, really good pitchers, the best in the game, and then there's some guy that nobody's ever heard of comes out there and shuts them out for 6 innings. Or 7 innings. I mean, Strasburg is at the top of his game right now. And, I mean, this is going to be a tough one. I mean, this will be tough for an offense that's going well, much less an offense that, can't seem to score 2 runs. Kane is going to have to be Kane. He's going to have to do what he did again last week. The way you beat a Strasburg is you outlast him. It's going to be harder to do because these Nationals, ever since they left San Francisco, they've been a hit machine. I mean, they just clubbed Arizona in three games, and They were very aggressive last night and really did a number on Samardzija taking his pitches. So, but they're going to need a really good outing from Kane. And last week's outing at least, you know, gives you hope that maybe the stuff is there and he's really kind of all the way back.
Well, we'll see. Henry, this is the first time I've talked to you since the trades. Your general impression of watching the two lefties so far, Matt Moore and Will Smith?
I think Giants fans are going to like these guys for a long time. I mean, they both throw hard. I mean, you have a lefty in the rotation now. It's one thing to have a lefty in the bullpen who throws 92, 93, 94. But it's another thing to have a lefty in the rotation who can throw that hard. And the curveball, he threw such a good curveball the other day in Philadelphia. Denard Span was watching from center field and said, "I didn't know he could do that." I think the Giants, both of these guys are going to be around for three more years, or at least, the Giants have control over them for three more years. I think the Giants are going to like these guys. Moore is going to be a tough sell because they gave up Duffy to get him. So that's one strike against him for the fans right off the bat. But Smith came out there through three games. I mean, he just came over with a new team and pitched every game in that series, helped them win on Sunday, helped them stay in the game on Saturday, did end up taking the loss in his first game. I think they'll like him.
All right. Hey, Henry, I appreciate you being on. I know the clubhouse is going to open up, and I'm looking forward to see what happens. And you're right. Sometimes when you see one of these pitchers, you just say, boy, there's just no way. And, they beat Strasburg in the playoffs. I was talking about before you came on. They just hit the ball up the middle against them. And just
they also beat them last year at AT&T because Ryan Vogelsong pitched a great game against them. And again, that's what I'm talking about, outlasted him.
Hey, how'd you like Vogelsong before I let you go the other night? How about that?
He's a tough son of a gun. It's just when you think that there's just no chance that his career is done, and he goes out there, pitches for the first time in the major in 3 months since he got hit in the face and was nearly blinded and throws a game like that. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, Henry, thanks so much for taking the time, and I'll enjoy reading what you say about the game and, of course, following you on Twitter as well. Thanks, Henry.
All right. Sure thing.
All right, that is Henry Schulman of the Chronicle. Boy, there's a lot going on with this ball club, and there's not much you can change. You've just got to play your way out of it, and that's what I took from what Henry said.